This is VOA News. Yeah, remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Sunday that 2 days of candid discussions with the United States went well in Qatar. It was the first direct meeting at a senior level since the Islamist group took control of the country following the American withdrawal from Afghanistan in late August. Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen afterwards said the parties discussed all relevant issues. He said, quote, efforts will be made to improve diplomatic relations. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price agreed in a statement released late Sunday that the talks with the Taliban were candid and professional. He added that the Taliban will be judged on its actions. Issues discussed include security, terrorism, human rights, and safe passage for foreign citizens and Afghan allies of the U.S. military who wish to leave the country. Price said they also discussed humanitarian assistance for Afghan civilians. The Taliban spokesman said Taliban leaders will, in his word, transparently deliver the humanitarian assistance to civilians. The United Nations has warned that about 1 million children in Afghanistan are at risk of starvation. More than 18 million need urgent humanitarian assistance, and deepening drought and the approaching harsh winter are only going to make matters worse. U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen warned on Sunday that it was absolutely imperative, in her phrase, that Congress increase the country's borrowing authority. She made the comments on ABC's This Week as the government faces defaulting on its debts for the first time ever. Congress last week implemented an emergency increase on the debt limit, which will delay default until December 3rd. This is VOA News. Results are expected Monday from Iraq's parliamentary election held Sunday and drawing one of the smallest turnouts in years. Experts say the low participation suggests Iraqis are losing faith in their political leaders and the democratic system ushered in by the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. The established Shiite Islamist-dominated ruling elite is expected to sweep the vote. The movement led by populist Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is expected to emerge as parliament's biggest faction. His group opposes all foreign interference. Its main rivals are Iran-allied Shiite groups. Experts say such a result would not dramatically alter the balance of power in Iraq or the wider Middle East, but for Iraqis, it could mean that a former insurgency leader and conservative Islamist could increase his power within the Iraqi government. Iraqi elections are often followed by protracted talks over selection of a president, a prime minister, and a cabinet. The Election Commission said at least 167 parties and more than 3,200 candidates were competing for the 329 seats in parliament. A car bomb targeting a governor's convoy shook the Yemeni city of Aden on Sunday. Several people were killed and injured in the attack, according to security and military sources. The local governor and agriculture minister survived what the Yemen State News Agency called a terrorist assassination attempt. Both are members of a southern separatist group, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a spokesman blamed Islamist militant groups in a statement. Instability in the south complicates United Nations-led peace efforts to end the war in Yemen, which has killed tens of thousands of people and left 80% of the population reliant on aid. And thousands of Tunisians opposing President Kais Saied's seizure of almost total power protested in the capital of Tunisia on Sunday as a very heavy police presence tried to stop them advancing along a central avenue. A week after thousands demonstrated in support of Saied, the growing number of protesters on each side raises the possibility of Tunisia's political divisions spiraling into street confrontations between the two camps. Saied dismissed Tunisia's prime minister, suspended parliament, and assumed executive authority in July in moves his foes call a coup. Last month, he brushed aside much of the constitution, which he said he would appoint a committee to amend, adding that he could rule by decree. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.